just looking at the Huffington Post and the William Sitwell column on the Huffington Post. This week he ate a ribeye of the Princess Victoria, which we might talk about in a few moments. But it's time. It's time. Yes, it is time. It's 23 minutes past 9 o'clock on Siren 107.3 FM and indeed throughout the country, but also on Lincoln in particular. Time to briefly mention a couple of events that are coming up in the region, put together, of course, by ACE, of events. The language is just gone. Have you noticed
yes,
that?
Yeah.
Should we just rewind that whole thing entirely and engage mouth before opening brain? Or reverse?
Yes.
Exactly. Anyway, thank heavens John Wenham's script is okay. The Bogus Woman, Kay Adshead's play, which focuses on the controversial topic of immigration, is performing at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. After publishing something critical of her country's regime, a woman writer from an unnamed African country flees to England to escape torture and death. It contains strong language and adult themes, and accordingly, there's an age restriction of 18 plus on The Bogus Woman at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre Monday the 26th of May, and at Lincoln Cathedral on the 26th of May as well at 1:10 p.m. There's a lunchtime concert, so bank holiday lunchtime concert, part of the Lunchtime Choral Classic series. Concert performed by Sussex Voice Works with a retiring collection for the cathedral. The group comprises 50 voices and they sing with piano accompaniment, an electric mix of popular choral favourites, including work by Rutter, Goodall, Lestrange, Chilcott, Carter and Bernstein. When we talk about an electric mix, I presume we're not actually having any kind of electrical music in there. It's as in electrifying. That's the whole point. Anyway, moving on, William Sitwell, and more on Open Farm Sunday, which is featuring Annabelle Shackleton and a whole heap of other goodies. Have we dried out now, folk? I mean, do you think it's sort of chilled out? Sort of. I've avoided taking the photos because I didn't want to get the drowned rat syndrome into place here. But are we?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I noticed that. So I think we're getting there. Here's Detroit City, Texas.
Said you got tired of the same old rock and roll, starting your sunset life with a lot more soul. Well, I know you spend a lot of time alone in your head.
Technically, you could actually do a version for Northampton, if Northampton was a city, and say Northampton City, in terms of the whole system. Technically. Anyway.
The finest in gourmet criticism and foodie delights, and the author of A History of Food in 100 Recipes. Quite clearly a question of quality personified. It's William Sitwell on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition.
Northampton City done by Texas. Maybe we should have a word with Charlene Spiteri. What do you think, William?
I think you should get me a new indent, frankly.
Okay, yeah, you're quite right.
Ident, whatever you call it in your business.
Indents, idents, etc. But it is the finest in foodie delights and so on. This week, you've been mostly eating ribeyes at the Princess Victoria, it would seem. Sorry, I've just, for some bizarre reason, decided to be permeated by a West Country accent there. Which is your entry into the Huffington Post, which is marvellous.
They have a pretty good, they do a pretty mean ribeye. If any of your... anyone in your village is coming up to town and wants a good feed, then I can't recommend that pub more warmly than I have in the Huffington Post.
Strange as it may seem, Rachel and Ed and myself will be making our way down to the Lunderful Smoke in the near future. But we might take that recommendation. And again, we may not. Anyway, all great stuff. It is very soon going to be Open Farm Sunday. Yes! And Annabelle Shackleton, of course, who is the manager of the Open Farm Sunday, and indeed Lee, L-E-A, was speaking yesterday on the show, and she's back again after your good self, William, because she was so excited when we mentioned, obviously, William Sitwell, Waitrose, of course, one of the key sponsors of Open Farm Sunday. This is wonderful stuff, and very much in keeping with our show, which has already taken us across the Pacific Ocean with Emily Penn, who was talking about her time at the island of Kiribati, where the natives would actually trade Western supplies for coconuts and seaweed. It's a small and wonderful world. Anyway, Open Farm Sunday, before you think we've taken leave of our senses, more than usual, would you like to share with us how excited you are about June the 8th and why you can actually visit farms which will be open to see what they're doing?
You asking me?
Yes, no, exactly. That was
I'm joking. No, it's a fantastic thing because what it enables, obviously, farmers to do is to share what they do with to the wider public, and there's often a, I think ignorance is too strong a word, but there's often a little lacking of knowledge about farming and what goes on. But I think the key thing is also allowing children onto farms, because it allows the new generation, a younger generation, to sort of get involved and get interested. And I think if you can generate an interest in food amongst children when they're young, then, you know, it can stay with them for the rest of their lives. And actually, there's nothing more important, actually, than engaging with food and then, you know, making sure you eat properly and eat healthily. Encourage your own parents to cook for you, to take part in food shopping trips, and to enjoy the whole process of cooking. And the other thing is, some of the farms that are open include wonderful farms sort of for berries, strawberries, and raspberries, blackberries, and obviously, you know, kids like to be able to scamper across strawberry fields to try and find the biggest one. And it's great that LEAF, the Linking Environment and Farming Organization, are one of the key people who've organized it. And that's the whole thing, you see, linking the environment with what people are eating, yeah, and trying to encourage knowledge in kids and adults, you know, right across the country. So it's an amazing thing. If you go to farmsunday.org, you can find out if there's a farm near you that's participating, and then you can pop along.
You see, that is just proof, Rachel and Holly, that William, not just a pretty face when it comes to actually sort of helping with sponsorship and so on, together with obviously the other sponsors that are involved with the thing, you know, Kellogg's, your Asda's, your MFU's and Tesco and so on, Waitrose there, he's got his finger on the pulse, you know, very well sorted through there, you know. Jim Vigors might do it for Asda, but, you know, never know. Anyway, Holly, questions for William, who seems from the noises off there to be in a kind of cafeteria environment.
I was going to say, are you eating?
Yeah.
No, I'm sitting at my desk. Yeah. There are people unload. There is a kitchen behind me.
Very good. And how wondrous
that
is.
I'm steeling myself for a great deal of eating today.
Oh, why? What are you up to?
Filming MasterChef.
Oh. That's exciting. Yes.
It's going to be a classic. I mean, we seem to have just come out. Where was the winner recently of MasterChef? There was a lady, I think a Chinese lady who won.
Yes, yes, she did.
Yeah, right. So are we already into the next series then? I mean,
Well, I don't want to. I shouldn't really destroy the magic. But,
no, of course not.
We're shooting a series that won't be out for a couple of months. It's not film. It's not broadcast live, Alex.
Well, there you are. It's these astounding things that clearly make me want to just go and pick up a copy of A History of Food in 100 Recipes, which is still available. It's great stuff there. Rachel.
Yes, food. So have you been any other than ribeye steak? Have you been anywhere interesting recently that had some nice food?
It's going to be a bit of a loaded question.
Where have I eaten in the last few days? I went to Gymkhana, which is an amazing Indian restaurant on Albemarle Street in London. It sort of harks back to the great colonial days, or terrible colonial days, depending on your point of view. And it's a pretty swish and groovy place. I was in a place called Zidel last night, which is a sort of like a replica of the Titanic deep underneath sort of Piccadilly Circus. Amazing sort of cavernous place. I went to see Oliver Payton, who's got a restaurant called In the Park. It was his 10th anniversary of his restaurant. I sat there sipping champagne with a man called Mick Hucknall, which is quite amusing. He's a great wine lover. I've been to a new Portugal, there was a lot of girls, not Portuguese, Brazilian carnival bar deep underneath somewhere in Soho.
What was it called? That
was yesterday. I'm trying to remember what the day before was. I can't remember. Must have been a Tuesday. Oh, I had breakfast at Honey & Co. By the way, if you're coming out to London, Honey & Co., which is this beautiful little Israeli cafe on Warren Street, mm-hmm, you'll get the most amazing buns. You'll get fantastic merguez sausages and pastries.
Do we get a discount if we mention your name?
Tahini. I don't know. Mention my name. I don't know. They might sling you out. I wouldn't necessarily use that.
Honey and Co. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Rachel Warren.
Yeah,
going
Warren
to Warren
Street.
Street,
like, hey.
You know, Honey and Co. It's just,
there you go. You know,
we're heading down Mini Report, and obviously to support Tallulah Rendell, of course, daughter of the legendary Liz Brewer, and Tal, who we've worked with over 6 years now, supporting her musical career, the release of her third album at the Rebecca Hossex Gallery, which, of course, takes place on the evening next Thursday. So it's really exciting. It's called The Banshee and the Moon, if you wish to actually put in an order for Rebecca Hossack, she's a fantastic photographer, but for Tallulah Rendell's latest album. There we are. I feel as though we've actually sort of renamed the slot today. what has William been doing over the last few days? And he's coped admirably with respect to that. We haven't gone into controversy. We haven't had sort of farmed the square plates, the round plates. Have you ever met Annabel Shackleton, by the way, William? And if so, have you got any questions you'd like us to put to you, Annabel, on your behalf, as indeed the aforementioned CEO of Leaf and the Open Farm Sunday project?
Is she related to the guy who went down to that very cold place?
Do you know, that's one thing I was tempted to ask yesterday. But, you know, and we've talked about, obviously, Emily Penn going up to the Arctic. But no, we're talking about the chap who went down to the Antarctic, which is, you know, critical from that sort of point of view. And she's spent it so, Rachel, it's time for the last two questions for William Sidwell on and another perfectly formed, wonderfully sort of, just perfection. It's like a little bit of drizzle across the whole thing, and then it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
Right. Already. Well, in that case, have you had a good time talking to us this morning?
Good time, Richard.
Always.
Good time, William.
I think you should try and stick to the script. I think it was a reasonable telephonic link. I think you'll find.
Okay, good. And can we look forward to talking to you again next week?
I sit here, wherever I am in the world, I have a feeling that my phone roaring at 9:30. And it might be you guys.
Well, you see, a round of applause for William Sidwell. Yes, he deserves that round of applause, whatever he may think about mini cheddars, Holly.
Yeah.
Serenaded William Sidwell when they were having a meal together. Yeah, can you imagine that, being serenaded by Mick Hucknall? Could be a disaster. Nice to see, though, that William Sidwell, and indeed hear that he knew exactly. He was on message when it came to linking environment and farming. He was on message when it came to supporting Open Farm Sunday. He was the ideal warm-up act, indeed, in so many ways, for Annabel Shackleton. Back with us again. How are you, Annabel?
Oh, I'm very well indeed. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Yes. Well, two have survived from last night. Obviously, our Gibraltarian and German, they just don't have the stuff these days, you know. It's what happens, you know, party on down. William Sidwell was very excited, wasn't he, Rachel, about Open Farm Sunday? I've never actually known. I mean, we've been linking with William for a couple of years now on the show, and I've never quite known him be so excited as when we started talking about Open Farm Sunday and linking environment and farming. So I think we've worked on that one, Annabel, which is brilliant stuff. And he's right to be excited about it, because it is something where you can really celebrate the best of British farming and food.
Oh, it certainly is. It's a great opportunity to get out onto farm, to meet the farmers that grow our food and find out what it's all about. Find out about the technology involved, the science involved, and just to get up close to the animals, to see the crops, and just to find out what farming is all about and where our food comes from.
Yeah. William, however, did have one question, which I think, Rachel, would you like to just relay this to Annabel? It's been hanging in the room, a bit like the elephant, but obviously you don't get too many elephants on British farms, otherwise most unusual.
Yes.
But hopefully, Annabel, if you're ready for this, Rachel, deliver the question. Yes.
William Sidwell asked, are you related to the man who went to that really cold place?
Yes.
No, I'm afraid I'm not. Oh, no, really? I just married a Shackleton, but he's not directly related. So his family did come from Keighley, which I believe is where the famous man came from, yeah. In Yorkshire, but no.
Well, there we are. But it's important, Annabel, to obviously just put these things to bed every so often. And
yes,
just sort of say
absolutely.
Work on that side of things. So how did you get involved with Leaf, and obviously ascend to running the whole thing? As I say, we talk about linking environment and farming. It is critical. The acronym works all across the base. Did you suddenly feel, is it a passionate mission with yourself, or was it a case of nobody else wanted the post? I mean, what how did it go?
Oh, no, there was hot competition for the post. I mean, Open Farm Sunday in the world of farming, you know, it's the farming industry's national open day. It's been going for 9 years now. Last year we had 365 farms opened, and a whopping over 200,000 people went out onto farm. So anyone who's in marketing, involves events, and anyone who's passionate about agriculture, then, you know, it's a fantastic job to have. And I'm just a very lucky person to be managing it, which is just great.
Yeah. And of course, looking at the web address, which is a reminder, is www.farmsunday.org. You can visit a leaf farm, and indeed, just basically check out, and by visiting a leaf farm, you will be able to see for yourself how farmers are producing food with environmental care. We spoke earlier with Emily Penn, who is an oceans advocate, skipper, and artist, who's currently director of global organisation Pangaea Explorations.
Yep.
And you know, very concerned obviously about environment and such like stuff. Open Farm Sunday and leaf is one way in which actually carbon footprints and things can be reduced, and use the classic line that one of our countryside correspondents, Lou Bevan, often uses: think farm yards rather than food miles.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's a great chance to go and actually find these farmers who are producing local food where you can buy it locally. And to, I mean, some of the farms that open are the larger farms that supply into supermarkets and other people, but a lot of the farms that open, you can actually buy direct from them. And some people don't realise that an important part of farming is actually managing the countryside for all the wildlife, the bugs, the beasties, you know, and all the animals that live there as well. They've got a really complex job to do, not only producing food efficiently, but also caring for the countryside and the environment. And that's what LEAF promotes. We're all about helping farmers to use the best of modern technology and those great traditional methods to actually farm effectively with care for the environment.
Can't believe that Open Farm Sunday started in 2006, and it's just grown and grown. Over 100,000 visitors each year. And obviously last year, 200,000 visitors was actually reached. That's a phenomenal success story.
Absolutely. Since it began in 2006, over 1 million people have been out onto Open Farm Sunday events. So we're just absolutely chuffed, and we're hoping it's going to move forward. We've already got, as I say, 372 farms registered for this year. So I'd encourage everybody to go to the website, go to the visitor farm section, and put in your postcode, and then all the farms that are opening up in your area will come up, and you need to then look at each one, because each event's different. Like, every farm is different. It's a case of looking there and seeing what they're offering.
I do like the strapline for 2011, wet but certainly not a washout. Just days after drought was declared in Britain, after one of the driest springs on record, the heavens opened, some parts of the UK getting more than half an inch in less than 24 hours. It was actually a terrible year. Still, never mind.
They had Gale Force 8 horizontal rain in down in Cornwall. It was a washout. But having said that, still loads of people went out onto farm. If it rains, just put on your Wellington boots, get your waterproofs, get your umbrella out, and go and have a great splash on the farm. You know, you can just have fun in the rain as much as you can in the glorious sunshine.
So, Holly, you've had a night to ruminate on the excitement that Annamel brought to the Midweek Drive on our Wednesday evening show, and obviously we're back on the morning now. What are your thoughts and questions that you might have?
I wondered if there's loads of different types of farms going on. I know you said that there's loads of different events and they're all doing different stuff, but are they focusing on, if there's agricultural ones or if there's ones with livestock, are they focusing on those different areas?
There are all sorts of different farms. I mean, some farms are just livestock. Other farms are what we call a mixed farm, where they have livestock and arable, so they grow things like wheat and oilseed rape and different crops. So yes, there's a whole range. I mean, some of them are just a dairy farm, you know, and there are some fantastic dairy farms opening with huge robotic systems that produce milk efficiently. So there's
we could be into a major political routine here with respect to Nocton Dairies in Lincolnshire. So don't go there, you know. Lord above.
and also, is the size of farm differs. You know, some of the farms that are opening are the large commercial farms. There are also lots of wonderful family farms that are also commercial, running, you know, fantastic businesses and a key part of the local community. Right down to, we actually have a couple of small holdings that open, but they have a range of livestock that you can go and see, and you can go and find out what they do as well. So a whole host of different farms, different types of farms, and just a fantastic opportunity to see the animals. I remember the first time I stood in a field with a dairy cow, and I thought, wow, it's massive. what you see on the television, on Countryfile and whatever, you know, that's a fantastic programme. But to act, there's nothing that beats actually going out onto a farm and actually seeing these animals, smelling them, touching them, you know, stroking the animals, smelling the grass, smelling those farmyard smells. It's just, you know, I'd really encourage anyone to get out onto a farm. It's a fantastic experience for everyone, young and old.
So will you be doing another one later in the year? I mean, in the sense that,
well,
you've got lambing. No, I mean, you've got lambing season and stuff now, and you've got different crops at this time of year than there would be, say, towards the end of summer.
Yeah.
Do you do another one towards September?
No. Do you know what? You've actually brought up a topic that we discuss every year, but it, you know, the farmers that open are actually commercial farmers. It's a business. It's a lot of effort to put on the event, and we have, you know, we just stick to one day a year in June as Open Farm Sunday. And some of the farms do actually host harvesting events, and a lot of them host lambing events, but that doesn't come under the Open Farm Sunday banner. Open Farm Sunday is one day a year in June when farmers across the country swing open their gates and say, come on in and find out about food, farming and food.
You see, I now know why it was inevitable that you would be the Chief Executive Officer for Open Farm Sunday and Leaf. It's because of your palpable enthusiasm and drive, Annabelle. It's been fantastic, you know. I mean,
if you
were even remotely sort of vacillating about this, you'd say, yeah, Open Farm Sunday, that's it, I'm there, farmsunday.org. Rachel, any thoughts of yourself?
Yeah, we were actually just saying here in the studio about, because you said you'd seen a cow up close, you were like, oh, so big. We were just saying, like, when I came here, there were people who hadn't seen a cow before, and I think it's brilliant that people can interact with this and
of course sort out what's a beef cow, what's a dairy cow.
Yeah.
You can fine tune the shape of the animals from that point of view, all sorts of other areas.
And one thing that we ask people to do after their Open Farm Sunday event is to go back to the website, and there is a visitor survey form where you can tell us all about it, and we get some amazing comments from people. So there's an opportunity there to get a £100 voucher for one lucky person who completes the survey. But also not only the livestock and seeing how you know amazing that is, and listening to them. I'm listening to a pig grunting is just fantastic. But also the technology
makes
involved
more
in
sense
farming
than many
and the
politicians.
Science. Yes.
heavy point there, and I'm not going to say anything else at this stage, but still, there we are.
Not today on the day of the
election.
No,
please, don't go there. Shh.
Don't go there, we're not going to.
Exactly. Although, obviously, exercise your franchise, please. You know, it's a right to go through that and go through that whole perspective. Okay, fantastic. As we mentioned, farmsunday.org, the go-to place from that point of view. Rachel, go on. Last two questions for Annabelle, please.
Oh, our last two questions, Annabelle. Have you had a good time talking to us this morning?
Oh, I certainly have. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting me on. And fantastic news that you're actually going out onto a farm and supporting Uncle Henry's farm on the 8th of June.
Yeah, you see, yes. This is a nice little plug for that. And we look forward to hopefully featuring you again in the very near future and keeping us appraised as the year passes by. Obviously, the success of Open Farm Sunday. Will you return, Annabelle?
Oh, I most certainly will. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Science fiction views, top interviews, and a clear audio muse. It's the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
So we mentioned to Sarah Bullimore, of course, the founder and one of the co-wonderful folk of the Lincoln Inspired Festival, that we would also mention what's happening at the Lincoln Drill Hall, as indeed John Wenham has done as well in the John Wenham JW Diary thingy. And Strike is on Thursday, the 29th of May, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m, brought to the Drill Hall by Turtle Key, the company that produces the fabulous Occam's Razor. Strike is an amazing new show that explores man's desire to break free from bureaucracy and the constraints of work. I don't know. Do you want to break free from bureaucracy and the constraints of work and go off to the Arctic and do things? Yeah.
directed before. They're quite good.
Yeah, well, there we are. You said, quite good, says Holly.
Sorry, they are good.
Directed by Keziah Saro and devised with a company of five highly skilled performers, Strike uses intense physicality and humour, innovative aerial structures and a deluge of cardboard boxes to blur the boundaries between circus and Theatre, suitable for ages 8 and above. Tickets £12, concessions £10, students £8, a family four for £35. That's at the Lincoln Drill Hall Strike on Thursday, 29th of May, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. So, we have on the programme today featured Minty Steed, Richard Fitzwilliams, Ian Lennox, of course, the wonderful Emily Penn, Susie Perry, William Sitwell, and Annabelle Shackleton. Do you think that's been a reasonable show, Rachel?
I think it has.
Do you think it's been a reasonable show, Holly?
Yes, most certainly.
Or do you think we'll be returning again next week to do something then?
Who will be?
Well, will we be recording?
Yeah, well, yes. I hope so.
Yes, that's a who will. That's honestly, sometimes, Holly, we just wonder where it sort of goes from that point of view. If you're still staying tuned to Siren, and why wouldn't you be? Don't forget, Motor City Resonation comes up between 12 and 2. Then we've got No Adults Allowed between 3 and 5. Russ Garrigan between 5 and 7. And The Rock Train, who have got a fabulous sort of event taking place this Saturday. Could you mention it? It's just behind you, Rachel. What event is that that's taking place? It's happening as far as The Rock Train is concerned. It's a free concert with lovely sort of activities going on, etc. Listen into The Rock Train, you'll find that out now. Have you got the details?
We've got Iron Knights playing.
Yes, yes, yeah. A whole heap. It's free as well.
Joe and the
free.
Rocks. Lofox.
Precisely.
Locolora.
The Rockhaven Bar, 8 p.m, Saturday the 31st of May. Free entry. Truly wonderful. Holly Parker and Rachel Warren, thank you. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye.